This week they went to Innsmouth. Like this Thursday, the one before that. It just depends. I'm going to grab a quick smoke and then we'll continue.
I'm actually wondering if it wasn't smuggling lots of things, but something that Jamal put in one of the things, and they're trying to find a particular handbag that he put it in.
Wow, take a refill while I'm out smoking there, Jameis.
You might be on the right path.
Yeah, I just thought that would explain why Darcy got killed. She had got.
Do you want to trade off your cards as you're taking a refill? You could take one of them for the coupon or personnel cutbacks or something else.
Well, if you give me back the low, well, you can use the low pause anyway, so you do both.
Alright, ditch the coupon and the personnel. Keep the C's.
Okay, and I'm gonna get, Ying Yang or something, aren't I?
Probably.
Well, we can worry. Ooh. In order to help Wendy, I'm thinking I should make Slad my SO.
Pause rank. To give him the pause rank, yeah. You need to get the 5 pause to an NPC at the particular time you need it.
Yeah, that's going to be tricky. I'll play that on... Yeah, I'll play it on that. Dink-dink. And to get the low pause back, I'm going to give him the reverse dice if you want.
Sure, why not? I'll take it. What can I reverse? What am I looking at?
I don't think we've been told, unless it was just straight money.
Sorry?
I'm just trying to work out what it is that Jamal hid, going along that theory.
Or what Jamal hid in the...
Yeah, if as a going on the theory of Jamal hid something in the handbags, what it was that he hid. It could be money, but I don't know. If it isn't, I'm not sure we've got any thing yet which suggests what else it could be, though. Not quite 100% positive. And you have to be very careful what you say, of course.
Yes, I can't give away the fact that it was Dorsey Chow. She was the murderer, and then she killed herself, and then came back through time travel.
What?
Another classic case of suicide.
Nothing to do with that, that's just me.
Well, with a boyfriend like him.
Anything's possible, yes. I'll get him put in prison. It's interesting to see Logan actually writing down the names of the people as opposed to the way that I've spelt the names on my one.
I was suspecting he made it Kinsey on the spot, to be honest.
I think we have...
You have Kinsey?
I've got an exchange student was living with a family. I didn't note down the name of the family, but I think we went by and talked to them anyway.
Okay. Well, it just sounded like he sort of paused, like he was trying to think of a name, as opposed to looking it up. It's possible.
It
wouldn't be the first time he's come up with something because we've investigated something that they didn't expect us to.
Strangely, I have the number 12 written down on my sheet for some reason. On this particular mod, and I have no idea why.
Pause you spent? I don't know.
I don't know either. It just says 12.
Oh, also, let Del know that sometimes on Thursdays, they do CSI missions to regain sanity from all their Cthulhu losses.
Yeah.
They call
it. No, they don't.
They really do.
Yeah, I'm unfortunately busy on Thursdays.
Yep. Thought I'd just mention. But yeah, it just depends on what day you play and what the party decides to do. They may decide to go out and, bump off some guy.
In a blaze of glory?
Killing spree! Or something else, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you are playing with Travis tomorrow, I guess.
I don't think so.
He's no, Travis. Travis had to drop Fridays and Saturdays due to school load.
Sean Sanskrit possibly GMing.
That's Richard. Next week. That's not this week.
Aha. Marcus, Richard, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you should look at the case that you're looking at rather than.
Oh yeah, you should solve it quick. This one does have some time limits on it before it's like wah wah wah.
Yeah, well, exactly. I think the next step is obviously trying to find out where the. Well, the basic is trying to find out where the hell Charles is, but.
Okay.
Cedric. Yeah.
How?
Exactly.
Good luck.
Exactly. Here's the problem. The hell is that on the floor meaning? Who knows?
Everybody can give me a religion roll on the shit on the floor.
Nope.
Cool.
Anybody decent at religion?
Oh, and since you guys are aware of voodoo, if you have voodoo lore as a separate skill, you can try that shit.
Maybe even less than my religion.
Nice.
Yeah. This is voodoo related, you say? I do know, sorry, this is voodoo related, you say, Terry. I do know somebody who practices voodoo, who,
sells
really nice coffee. Yes, we could go and talk to her if you thought it would help you out.
I was waiting for that connection to come up.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to buy coffee, you're pretty sure of it.
Yeah, that as well. I'm just taking errands, sorry.
On a more practical note, is there any evidence that we can get that this guy's been employing illegals, let alone what else is in here other than...
Yeah, just a bunch of knockoffs, and such.
God, I'm arrested for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if only you could, the cops can't stop it there, because they're all just very, very close. Just put in the extra letter, and boom. So. Because they saw the overcrowded market and said, me too.
Alright,
I'd buy some of that stuff while we were down there, never mind.
And yes, we're helping young Dell get his actual CSI skills up as well. Which makes a whole big difference if you're actually getting to do Cthulhu sometime.
Yeah.
If you want to jump in here with any ideas, Dell, feel free.
Moa's looking clueless currently. I'm getting that anyway. So since you're new and experienced and first time, it's all up to you. No pressure.
Do I roll the big three thing?
No, no need.
No. It's any ideas you might have. Actual. Yep.
They're trying to plumb your brain.
Alright. Maybe Jamal got killed because he was gonna quit, right?
It's a possibility.
Well, I was trying to get money, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he was planning on quitting his job. And when he worked for Oni, he might have learned something that he couldn't let him leave with. It doesn't explain why the girl's dead, but it kind of connects him to Jamal.
Yeah. Nor does it explain the handbags, which my theory does at the moment.
Maybe...
What? I'm just not, no freaking clue what. I'm not sure how to work out the what either.
Supply and demand, if he destroys the supply of the entire demand?
Of knockoff handbags.
Sure, why not?
It's an option.
It does the quick camera scan down all the stalls. It shows like all these thousands of knockoff handbags you can buy and shows Almond looking at one. Paying the guy some money and sticking it in the car.
Red one.
Yep. Fausto will like this. By the way, Dell, you might want to discard your... I'd probably get rid of your opponent fails being that... Or skill 5. Actually, I'd probably get rid of your skill 5 and then play the forensic specialist one because that's a kick-ass card. Especially for you
because... That's a permanent skill gain card, mm-hmm. So it's not bad.
Wait, what?
If you look at the thing, you can see you've got a forensic specialist card there.
Add int times 1, 2, 3, 4. Fuck. Why did it disappear? Ballistics. Add int times 1. So my...
Yes. Whatever your int is, yeah. So if you had 12, then you would start with 12 points in ballistics or whatever you wanted.
Alright, I'll use it for serology.
Okay, ditch your skill 5 and then go ahead and play the card. Serology is a lot of fun. Fluids and splatter.
Yeah. Yes, plus.
I'll take whatever card you ditch.
Skill 5?
Yeah, I'll take
it. And he's dropping the horribly maimed thing.
Yeah, he dropped a different one.
Alright, so, serology. Yeah, it's on that little page down below languages.
Yes, that's a skill that isn't on the main sheet, but we thought was important, so it got added to the other bits down the bottom.
Yeah, forensics is a pretty big part of this campaign, because there's a lot more forensic stories out there than Cthulhu stories for me to easily steal.
Alright.
So.
That league isn't from the Satith Custom Electrum, is it?
Pardon?
Probably not.
Just to let you guys know, you've got about 5 more minutes, and if you don't make the vital connection in that, then you end the mission at 1 pause and refill. Good luck.
Alright.
Really? 5 minutes to make the vital connection?
Yes.
Do we have enough information to make the vital connection?
Yes. Yes, you'll be rather upset when you find out what it is. Sorry.
I just reckon it's something that you've said which I didn't pay attention to.
Not exactly. You'll understand in a second.
Well, in 5 minutes, actually.
Yes. Yes, you will.
Are you sure we can't...
Go on.
Are you sure we can't just roll some skill or something?
No, no. There's very... Pretty much on... the thing I like about CSI missions is that it's a lot more player brain power than rolls. And yes,
right, well, what information can we run down that we haven't run down already? What have you got here that you haven't looked at yet? That's a opportunity for one of the two of you to jump in and list them off, so you can.
I'm trying to remember stuff about the boyfriend, but my god, that was just totally useless.
I didn't pay attention to anything you said because it was pretty much. Useless right from the start.
No, that's all right.
What is that voodoo ritual supposed to do?
It was a finding ritual. To find something lost.
And you did it twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because she bought a handbag from him and he thought it was in the handbag and found it wasn't, and then, oh, let's try it again. We got a new body here, let's try and track it down again. That's my operating theory.
Okay, that does make sense. Wait a minute, didn't the boyfriend say that he thought someone broke into their house?
And replaced everything they owned with identical replicas.
Oh, right.
It is possible, certainly.
Well, no, maybe he was looking around in the house.
No, it's just like fucking with us. They're supposed to filter out a lot of the crap that Logan just throws in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got absolutely nothing. I have no clue.
Rich is there going, damn it, this one obvious thing. Get it already.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here thinking, damn it, I have other things to do. Hurry up and get there so that I can do my other things while you're doing your stuff. Never mind. Well, I leave the KVC to, or rather, I leave the evidence lab to go and find somebody else in case they work it out. In a few minutes. Well, what physical evidence do you have?
Chicken blood, this one tricked on the chicken, the bowl, the pouch, the medallion.
And we checked them all for prints, right?
The chicken blood?
No, I mean, like, the bowl and the flannel.
Yeah, there's nothing usable there.
Other than just trying random things, nothing's coming to mind at the moment.
Well, it's midnight. I'll go ahead and tell you what the thing was.
Okay. No need to do that, then.
Yeah, no. Right. The reason that was prestige is because pretty much the guy you were looking for, Charles Oney. Oh, the case is over, by the way. He went and got on a fucking plane to Nigeria because you didn't put him on the no-fly list. And he left the country and went to no extradition land. And so...
He fly to Nigeria and kill him.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, he wasn't actually the guy doing it. It was somebody else. But you do come up with a third body, and that doesn't go anywhere either. Exactly. And then you find a shredded up purse. But no weird ritual stuff. So, that pretty much ends that. I'll go ahead and, after the card play, I'll tell you what the fuck happened. Because you were right on a lot of stuff. You just forgot the standard police thing of, oh, let's tell people, you know, who this asshole is and what he looks like so he doesn't, you know, get away. But, so, card play, end of mission card play. Let's run Dell through that.
Look, we had any reason to suspect that Sonny's going to leave the country.
He was terrified for his life because the big violent guy that you saw in the videotapes picture was after him. And if you'd gotten the symbol translated at the coffee shop, then that's the symbol for death. But you didn't. So.
We wouldn't necessarily put it together anyway.
No, but you never ran the guy's photo. If you had have done, that would have brought up a whole new set of information.
No, actually, all that came from... Oney, because the guy was here under a fake passport and stuff.
Did that boyfriend really have an info, or was that just
Oh, no, that's a whole... That touched on a whole different case that these guys already know about.
Related to this. I can show him if he wants to see it.
Yeah.
Well, no, running the guy got us his real name. Because he was a famous man.
The killer guy?
The guy who was on the tape, I'm pretty certain.
No.
No?
You're crossing your cases, dude.
I've got down who he is, or maybe he was an underling.
He was the butcher of Benang and stuff like that, but
yes.
He was pretty much using the stuff to smuggle in the lining of purses.
I'm well aware of that. They didn't run the photo of the guy. When we ran the photo of the guy, we got that it was
him. Yeah, they could have done
that. That just talked of different bits and pieces.
Right. But unfortunately, even though you'd have gotten information, the only guy who knew where this dude was the guy who's like, fuck, it's dangerous in the United States. I'm going back to Nigeria. Fuck it. He just closed up shit and ran off because he was terrified out of his mind. And he also would have demanded police protection before talking. Everybody wants it. The first guy wanted police protection mostly because if you're in witness relocation program, then, you know, the government helps you out for the rest of your life. It's awesome. So, anyway.
Well, I never actually said if I went through with it or not.
No, I know, but I figure, you know, he probably ended up getting in there because, you know, Moe is a decent guy. Unless the guy was an intern, they get thrown through something. But go ahead and help out Dell with his end of mission card play.
All right.
Keep your low post cogging green under the hole card for the moment because it's pretty much outside the card play.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can keep it off to the side for the moment and we'll just go through.
Yeah, now the
okay, what happens here is we discard all the cards we don't like. we don't need. Basically, what we're looking for here are cards which either give pause, such as the Clogging Greed cards or the Victories, or cards which give more cards. There are various cards which say refill your hand or whatever. Keep the low pause Clogging Greed, the 51 that you had in the whole card. Keep that outside of your hand. Keep that under the whole card, because you can bring that out at any time, because there is still the possibility that we might lose all of the cards in our hands due to a nasty card. If we lose all of the cards in our hands because of a nasty card effect coming up, then the whole carded Clogging Greed that you've got still counts for you. You can still use that afterwards. So James is just drawing his cards.
Actually, I'm drawing cards.
You're drawing them for us. Oh, such a shame.
Yeah, special day, the Happy Holidays once, because once upon a time, not recently, but it was harder to find gamers during holidays. Now, of course, they sign up a year in advance, but and so the special day would have allowed it to basically got an Instapause. But so pretty much Del Alvear cards are shit, but he does have a leadership, so if you want to have, like, Richard hold on to your low pause or something so you can get more cards.
If I gave it to Wendy, would she get the pause?
She is your significant other. She already doesn't have 10 pause yet.
Well, does she get victories and stuff if she's still in card play at the end?
Generally, no, but they get Clogging Greeds, or if they're holding the victory, they could, but they have a bigger chance of losing the victory.
Can you swap me for the victory then?
They have a bigger chance of losing victories, but, you know. It's a game.
Oh, no, so, not the low pause, because I'm going to be giving that plus the victory to Wendy.
Ah, you're going to be giving both. All right, okay.
Well, he wants to pause rate this bitch hard. Yeah.
Give that to Wendy.
Yes, in this game you develop families. Allman's got two kids and another on the way. I'll hand you some cards here.
Yep.
Oh, there's a good one.
That's not bad.
Encumbered. I know you're not over encumbered, so there's your new card. Motherhood. And, okay, so what's your 10? Alright, I'll put them next to the whole carded one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, that's good. 5, 6. Hey. 7, 8. 9, 10. You take some, all, or none of those. However you want.
In that case, I'll take the leadership and 2 limited master plans.
You don't want
to what goes on top?
Whatever he leaves on top.
Not the rank has its privileges?
Probably not, because that one gets played and then I deal out a whole shitload of cards.
Right, that goes immediately. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just checking, because it's... That's a shame. That would have been nice. But yes. What
card play would be good.
All right. 2 limited master plans and a leadership it is. Then.
All right. Discard anything you don't want. Keep those and happy day. My guess is he may be able to leadership again.
Yep. Where'd the leadership go?
Yep. Not all of the CSI stuff is actually successful. Oh. They actually do fail cases from time to time, so don't feel bad.
Yes,
I can tell you're feeling bad.
I love it.
It's all right.
Okay, now we start doing some swapping to clean my hand out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could trade the leadership to Cedric / Dell and have him do it.
Do what?
Yeah. So swap me for your low plaws and I'll swap it back in after you. Leadership allows you to give cards to someone else, and then you get a refill, a completely new set of cards.
Or just discard cards if you don't like anybody else.
I'll take the low pause. I'll just take it. Makes it easier. Yeah? Then discard everything you've got and play the leadership to give you a whole new set of cards, and I'll limited master plan it back.
Right, and then we'll trade the low pause back to you at the end of the mission anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, and I play the leadership.
Yeah, go ahead and discard it, and I'll give you new cards, and Jameis will grab it off the thing. Boom. And
the limited master plan, which is a card which allows somebody to take the top card of the discard.
Oh, you got shit. Okay, I'm going to give you the leadership back again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take some piece of rubbish away from you, you do the exact same thing again, and I'll leave it unlimited amount of data back.
And we could have given it to Wendy, so she got four cards.
Yeah. Wait, so where does leadership go again?
Put the leadership on the discard pile, because you're playing the leadership, and then Jameis uses a card called a limited master plan, which allows you to take the top card of the discard pile back. So he gets the leadership back again. Yay! Wow. That's not bad.
Wow. Bad Mojo goes first, followed by numbers letters. So who all's got a plus skill? I see Jameis has got two and Richard's got two. So there's two for you. Foil.
That's all right. We don't have any.
Well, now you do.
You're extremely limited.
And two for Richard, and you didn't have any. And yes, the minus one you got is a slave girl. So you got that to look forward to in this game too. It's some strange shit. I don't want to
explain. So the foil goes off.
Foiled goes off next.
Discard the extremely limited.
And then his refill goes off. I'd recommend getting rid of the minus one as it's not useful to you. So discard that and then discard the refill and I will give you four new cards. Anything with an orange on indicates it's a play immediately type thing.
Oh, ooh, you got victory. Nice.
And a nope. Wow.
And a nope.
That's helpful. And a master plan.
And a master plan.
That's pretty fucking good.
Oh, that's sexy.
That's
At the moment, I'd say swap me back for...
Lopi.
Swap the linguist.
Yeah, take the linguist.
Yeah. I'll just take it. Oh, yeah.
Leadership it to you.
See, right now, your Handel is damn good. So, he's
giving
me leadership.
Now he's doing the same game. I'm giving him four
cards. Give me some cards, Logan.
On it.
If two people try and draw at the same time, it tends to screw things up a bit. Good with that to Wendy.
Right. Okay. So you didn't get anything useful there.
Not doing too bad, though, I have to admit, with our cards.
Mm-hmm.
No. And so, that's it.
That's it. Okay, so... I see one, two victories and one full master plan. Yeah?
Yeah.
So everybody's going to be getting three paws for the cards, one for the mission. So that's four paws. You've got low.
Remember we got that one.
And we got one at the beginning? Yep, that's well remembered.
Yes. That's right. Good point. I forgot all about that shit. So that's up to five paws. But you've got two low paws clogging greeds, Del, so you're up to an amazing seven paws. Your base reward's only three paws for a successful mission, and you're pulling seven for a failed mission, so you're doing pretty good.
Well,
right, sweet. Okay, so how do I handle all this new bonus to my skill stuff?
All right,
anyone want a stat rearrange?
No, I don't want a stat rearrange.
Mm. Okay. Actually, I think I might.
Oh, well, actually, you don't even need it, and I'll tell you why. First off, for your stats, do you have a tick marks next to stats?
Oh, wait, stats? Oh, yeah, I have one next to constitution.
Okay, what's your constitution number?
13.
All right, all you gotta do is roll 2d6, and you wanna try to get a 7.
Exactly, a 7, not a 7 or greater. 6.
Okay. Oh,
would have been so good at another point.
So go ahead and erase the tick next to your con. All done there.
Did you get no sand back, by the way, Logan?
And no, the bad guy went off and continued his brief killings. Well, killed one more and then wandered off and didn't.
I told you, he'd run out of bodies in the case of say solved.
Yep. And okay, now for skills, it's easier because it's a 2-step process. I'm not going to load your mind down with shit you don't need right now. So. Just know that that's only part of what you need to make stats go up. Now, for skills, it's very easy. All you have to do is roll and fail any skill that has a tick mark next to it. So, what's your first skill you got a tick mark next to?
Rifle/assault rifle.
Okay. And your skill is at 25 with that?
Yeah, pace.
All right. So, you want to roll a 26% or higher.
Woo!
Okay. Now that you did, you roll a 6-sider. Now it goes up to 26%, so you add 1 point.
Yeah, it goes up by 1%, and then erase the check mark.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
My game box goes up by 5. Woo!
Can I do that with every other skill I got a check next to?
Exactly.
Yeah, you go through, and you want to fail every roll, and then it'll go up by D6.
Yeah, and yay, your check mark gets erased either way. So, if you, now also something you're able to do is, I don't know if you enjoy this kind of game, and I'm definitely going to tell you there's a lot of CSI stuff that, like, some people don't enjoy so much when they start, but they just stick with it and then they get to enjoy it, or they continue despising it their whole lives but needed to gain back their sanity because they've gone nuts. Or they stay nuts and just, you know, try to lock people up, whatever. But, yeah, if you enjoy it, one of the things that we let new people do is, if you want to rearrange your skills, like if you're like, oh, I totally messed up because, you know, this guy called in or whatever, but it's only one mission and you'll go on so many different kinds of missions that it's impossible to build a character for all the different kinds of missions you're on unless you've got somebody with 30% in everything, which means you'll fail most of the time at everything. So.
Yeah, I think I might take some skills out of, like, first aid.
Yeah, well, in this kind of mission that you're... Actually, this one did have the potential for combat. If you guys had gotten the guy who was like, I am fleeing the country immediately, and gotten him to tell you where the warehouse was, at the warehouse you'd have found out where the bad guy was going, and if you'd gone there, then he shows up with some of his boys, and they're like, die, bitches! And then there would be combat, which is cool in the CSI mission, because there's not a lot of combat. Unfortunately, for this guy, the party's extremely fucking dangerous. he's lucky
he would have been. He would have killed him, otherwise, you know, I tell you.
Oh, yeah. There's not a lot of people that survive in combat against the KBC or the Republican Party, so.
The Republican Party?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just made myself 30 points. What should I put them into?
No, they go into the skill that you got the tick mark in.
No, he's saying he's taking the 30 points out of first aid.
Oh, yeah, that's
fine. I don't know, it depends what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Are you sure shotgun's not... Wait a minute. What would a crowbar count as for a weapon?
Club.
That's a club type weapon.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
So I've already got club then. No point for anything else. It depends. Have you got any characteristic type skills? For instance, when I created Lieutenant Orman, he started with some points in baseball.
Drive ATV 90%.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because I do not want to fail driving an ATV.
Makes sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, generally that would either be an operating machinery or driver. I don't know what Logan put. I don't know if Logan make ATV something specific.
I'd be happy with the drive roll because it works like a little car that you can roll. I've rolled big cars.
So just have a normal drive skill, drive car.
Yeah, but it's good to take weird skills. Like, I often tell and retell the story of the guy who took chopper and didn't tell anybody, and then he ended up saving them from on top of a burning skyscraper, and that shocked everybody. So I'm not saying chopper's the way now, obviously, that trick's been used by somebody, but having weird skills, like, for example, you're having anthropology and archaeology. The group's constantly running up against shit where it's like, God damn, I wish we had an anthropologist or an archaeologist or whatever. And they don't have it, flat out. So if you're like, yeah, I'm just going to take that because I don't want to think about it, that's cool. Otherwise, just whatever skill you've got. I mean, I've had, my character has conspiracy theories skill, where I come up with stupid, wild theories or let Jim come up with just incredible shit that doesn't make sense, a lot like that one guy you were talking to does. Also, in this game, if you stick with it, you will learn actual interviewing skills. The players are really fucking good at interviewing. You can tell the difference between new players interviewing and the old players interviewing. It's kind of fucking scary how they do it.
Alright.
And Jameis was like doing death notification, and he actually did it the way real life cops do death notification. Where first they question the fuck out of you and get the information, and then they say, we're very sorry to inform you that you know, your loved one died and we haven't fucking told you because I wanted to find out what you knew first.
Well, all right. Well, I fixed them. I'll repost them later next week sometime.
Cool. Yeah, you'll want to sign up if you want to, I mean, get on the board and ask people shit because, you know, people have more answers than I do and more time collectively than I do. But different games happen on different days and with different groups and stuff like that. So, you know, just, and plus it depends. Sometimes PCs be like, oh, yeah, we got, because like at the building stuff, there's a lot of Cthulhu shit that you walked past and didn't know that's Cthulhu shit because it's a magic around the corner game as opposed to Cthulhu jumps out of your bathtub and tries to eat you.
Oh. What about Monster in the Closet?
Well, you know, they're, you know, it's funny you should mention that, but every now and then, yeah. Sometimes that monster's name is Doyle, but it is in the closet sometimes, yeah. There's been strange things happening in the closets of the KBC from time to time.
Ew.
Yeah, you all don't, right. You don't know how ew. You have right. No idea how ew it was. It's horrible.
All right. Well, this game has been awesome. I really gotta get to bed. Thank you very much for running this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good and to have you on. It was yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
And, if this comes online, I'll get around to downloading it.
Yeah, everything
goes it'll
on.
Be up.
In a day or two, check back the thread and it'll be there.
Wait. Only going to hear my own voice. Alright.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. Yeah.
Alright. Catch you later, man. Baruch Cthulhu is a role-playing game based on a humorous mix of forensic investigation, urban horror, and more. All actual play sessions are recorded and published as a podcast. We have players from all over the world, but we're always looking for more. Listen to some episodes and visit our forums to find out how to get involved. www.baruchcthulhu.com HERROICCTHULHU.com
Generic Advertising presents generic radio ad for Core New Media. Begin music. Cue generic announcer.
Clever opening line to get your attention. Quality of product. In this case, the podcasts. Reveal client, Core New Media. Interest building by announcing wide variety of shows at client, like Core News and Core RPG. Bold statement.
Stop music.
Even bolder statement.
Continue music.
Call to action to get listeners to go to CoreNewMedia.com. Slogan, spoken slowly and with emphasis.
End radio commercial.